20. Hayden.
You!
Hayden roared, whirling around and pointing his revolver at the speaker.
Where the hell have you been?
The intellect raised his hands, even though there was no danger that Hayden might harm him if he opened fire.
You don't know what I've been through, Sheriff.
You? Hayden screamed.
What you've been through? 2 months, Max. You've been gone for 2 damned months while we've been waiting for you to come back with a decision from your damned council or whatever the hell they're called. Natalia is dead, Max. My whole family is dead, and one of you killed them.
Max had no face and couldn't make any expressions. The artificial intelligence didn't feel anything anyway.
It wasn't my choice to make, Sheriff. The Council doesn't make decisions on human time, and my return was little more than a curiosity to them.
A curiosity? Hayden growled. I'm curious about something, Max. I'm curious about why I gave you Sharath to take to your people, and now I've got Relia and Axon working together.
Take a look around, damn you. My city is rubble, my family is dead, and you should have been here.
Hayden stumbled forward, the anger fueling him giving way to the truth. He landed on his knees, leaning over, dropping his guns, and burying his head in his hands. He screamed as loud as he could, trying to drive the pain out as quickly as possible. He didn't have time to mourn or feel sorry for himself. He and Natalia had a pact. He wasn't going to dishonor her by letting weakness prevent him from keeping it.
Sheriff, the Jaxcluth are attracted to noise. Ha ha ha. Ha ha.
Hayden sat up again, staring at the intellect.
All of the damned Relia are attracted to noise. How do you know what those things are?
I have them in my data stores, including a complete genetic breakdown. The Forge updated my cortex while I was gone.
The Forge?
Where all of the intellects go for repairs and upgrades.
Did they upgrade you?
Other than my cortex, no. My energy stores are fully recharged, as is my skin.
And you came back here with help? Reinforcements? Shields? Advanced Axon tech? Something?
No. Hayden jumped to his feet, approaching Max. The intellect still had his hands up.
That's it? Just no?
We have much to discuss, Sheriff.
I'm a little busy.
I saved your life.
No, Hayden said, reaching out and putting his hand around Max's neck. Max still didn't move. You didn't save me. You can't save me. Your kind just killed my family, and you did nothing to stop it.
Sheriff, your people are leaving. The Jaxcluth won't take the bait. They can smell living flesh. They know the bulk of the survivors are bringing up the rear. We need to warn them.
So warn them. You can hack into their comms.
Hayden let go of Max's neck, heading for the downed motorcycle. He scooped up his revolvers as he passed.
Where are you going? Max asked.
To find the thing that killed my family, Hayden replied.
It's gone, Sheriff. You won't catch it.
Hayden lifted the bike.
I might have if I didn't let you distract me. Wherever it's going, I'll find it.
Alone?
Alone. I need to make sure I'm the one that puts the bullet through its cortex.
It isn't an intellect, Max said. Hayden froze again, dropping the motorcycle and whirling around.
What?
It isn't an intellect. Ha ha ha. Ha ha.
They upgraded your cortex, but they didn't fix that stupid laugh?
The damage done by the Proxima scientists remains. It couldn't be repaired without a complete reset, which I refused.
You're allowed to refuse?
Technically, no.
Ha ha ha, ha ha. Back up a step. What do you mean it isn't an intellect?
The Axon you are chasing isn't a machine. It's a true Axon.
An organic, original Axon?
Pause.
What the hell is it doing here?
Sheriff, I'd like to answer all of your questions. We're friends, and that's what friends do for one another. But right now your people are in trouble.
I told you, hack their comms.
I can't. The system they're using has different encryption than standard units. It would take more time than we've already wasted.
Hayden grabbed the bike again, lifting it up. A part of him didn't want to care about the people of Sanisco, not anymore. He wanted vengeance now, damn it. nothing but vengeance. His face burned at the thought. Natalia would be ashamed of him. He straddled the bike, revving it out of gear and then letting it idle as he looked back at Max. "Well, are you coming?" Max finally lowered his hands, running over to the motorcycle and jumping on behind Hayden, who put the bike in motion. He rode it to the end of the street and made a left, circling back toward the pyramid. The sharp crackling of the APC's cannon suddenly echoed across the city, and a noise above drew Hayden's attention to the parabellum as it swooped down toward the fighting. It was followed by the booming report of the tank's main turret launching an explosive shell, and then the roar of the explosion and the groaning of the Jaxcluth. "They don't sound like they need our help," Hayden shouted over his shoulder. "Trust me, Sheriff," Max replied. "They will,